Welcome to our Politics and Review podcast. We have a new Senate race for the fall. Veteran Oklahoma Republican Senator Jim Inhofe, who turned 87 years of age in November and was first elected to the Senate in 1994 after serving four terms in the House, has decided to resign his seat at year's end. The move begins another special election cycle to occur on the regular calendar. This means both of Oklahoma's Senate seats will be on the ballot this year, since Senator James Lankford is also running for re-election. Senator Lankford is an indirect winner of the Inhofe announcement. Both of his Republican primary opponents, State Senator Nathan Dom and Pastor Jackson Lamar, plan to move into the special election campaign. We can also expect two more open House seats in the Sooner State delegation. Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen will join the Republican Senate field, and Tulsa U.S. Representative Kevin Hearn is likely to soon follow suit. Senator Inhofe has already publicly endorsed his chief of staff, Luke Holland, as his successor. Former State House Speaker and ex-U.S. Senate candidate T.W. Shannon is another potential. Replacing Senator Inhofe will likely be a Republican primary battle. We also have another Democratic House vacancy with possibly another to follow. Florida Congressman Ted Deutsch, chairman of the House Ethics Committee, announced that he will leave Congress when the House recesses around October 1st. He will next lead the American Jewish Committee. Mr. Deutsch is serving his sixth full term in office. We can expect Hawaii freshman Kai Kahele, the Democrat who succeeded former Congresswoman and presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard, to also not seek re-election. He has been openly speculating about running for governor and then made a recent statement that his family has decided to return to Hawaii full-time. The Texas primary, the first such election of the 2022 political cycle, is in the books as voting concluded on March 1st. Incumbents had a strong night, including State Chief Executive Greg Abbott. He and former Congressman and presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke easily won the Republican and Democratic nominations for governor. The only statewide runoff election will involve embattled Attorney General Ken Paxton. He will face Land Commissioner George P. Bush, son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, in the May 24th secondary election. Blue Dog Congressman Henry Cuellar will advance into a Democratic runoff with Socialist Democrat Jessica Cisneros in South Texas, missing winning outright by as little as 10 votes. North of Dallas, GOP Representative Van Taylor will attempt to rebuke a challenge from former Collin County Judge, a position most states label as executive, Keith Self. Mr. Taylor received 48.7% of the vote, but not reaching 50% forces the secondary election. Finally, two acclaimed military veterans won primary elections. Morgan Luttrell, brother of lone survivor Marcus Luttrell, and Wesley Hunt both overcame crowded candidate fields to win a pair of Houston-area Republican nominations, and both will be headed to Washington after the November election. This concludes our Politics and Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.